The Spokane Riverkeeper says Hangman Creek deserves an F grade because of what's called thermal pollution and also the presence of too much nitrogen and phosphorus. Riverkeeper Jerry White says once robust fish populations are in decline, and much of it has to do with the removal of trees and vegetation along the creek's bank.
The cause of this problem is the lack of streamside vegetation that's been torn out by poor land use practices. It is important to understand that every river or stream has to have streamside vegetation, grass, shrubs, trees, in order to protect the water quality. We often call this vegetation buffers because it buffers between the surrounding land use and the clean water.
White says the lack of vegetation has resulted in much warmer water than in the past. He also blames the Department of Ecology for not doing enough to reduce land uses, like agriculture, adjoining that creek. Ecology spokeswoman Brooke Beeler says current state law regarding waterway protections and so-called buffer zones is somewhat complicated by the difference between rural and urban areas.
The Shoreline Master Program does have some requirements for setbacks when it comes to building, but agriculture is largely exempted from shoreline regulations. Water quality regulations in the state of Washington do require that people don't pollute, so there's not necessarily a strict number, but we do have recommendations depending on the type of creek or stream or the type of activity that it is.
Beeler says Ecology's approach is to work with landowners to make voluntary improvements.
There are quite a few state and federal programs that landowners can enroll in that help pay for whether it's the plants, whether it's taking a certain section of land along a stream site out of production and receiving payment for it. There's a variety of options available.
Beeler says the Ecology Department reserves formal enforcement actions for egregious violations. She adds the agency has been sending crews out in boats in the last month to do specific surveying of conditions on the creek for a better understanding of the pollution threats it faces. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.